This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. During the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, we've heard, we did hear, and we continue to hear, a lot of rhetoric about draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., but the recent nomination of Sam Clovis as the Undersecretary of Agriculture for Science and Education at USDA has raised a lot of eyebrows around the nation. Why?
Well, it's raised the eyebrows of some. It hasn't raised the eyebrows of a lot of the commodity groups in agriculture. But the fact that Sam Clovis's claim to fame is he spent 25 years in the Air Force and was Inspector General for the North American Aerospace Defense Command and United States Space Center. And he has a bachelor's degree in political science and a doctorate in public administration. Nowhere in his background does it say he knows anything about agriculture, nor does he have any kind of a science background. Now, his statement is about climate science. I have looked at the science, and I have enough science background. But, you know, where is it? And when they look at his resume, he really doesn't have any background in science and research or anything of that matter. What he does have, what really kind of qualified him for this apparently was that he was the point man for President Trump in the Iowa, and he kind of delivered Iowa to President Trump. So that may be his claim to fame.
This position, the Undersecretary of Agriculture for Science and Education, first of all, it's a nomination at this point. It's
yes.
not been confirmed.
Right.
And it would take 60 votes, right?
Yes.
To get confirmation. So it's a pretty heavy lift for Republicans. They don't have it. Are there 10 Democrats that would come over based on what is the concern that you're laying out is there's no background in science, even though this person would be in charge of science and education for USDA.
That's right. And the other thing is that the Farm Bill, 2008 Farm Bill, was stated that the undersecretary would be appointed by the president and with the advice and consent of the Senate. And this is from what the quote is, distinguished scientists with specialized training or significant experience in agricultural research, education, and economics. That's what the statute reads.
Mm-hmm.
So when he comes in, that's one of the main things that those who oppose this is that he's just not qualified.
This has cascading effects when you see this in, and we're talking about, this is about science and education, but writ large, we've been concerned about the amount of money that's been going into agricultural research at the state level. And it's unclear to me whether this position actually helps to fund that kind of research. But if we have somebody who's not a scientist and doesn't seem to value science based on the prima facie statements that this person's made, that doesn't really bode well for them getting behind the kind of agricultural research that's being done largely at universities.
Yes, yeah, universities as well as the Agricultural Research Service. And you go back to the statute that says experience in agricultural research, which probably indicated that those who wrote that felt like there was a real need for that person to have knowledge of agricultural research and education.
We'll see what happens with this nomination. Thanks, Bob, for bringing it to our attention. That's Ag Markets and More. Check out the program if you missed any part of this at ksjd.org.